Some major employers are suffering a labor shortage. You wouldn't think that's possible, given the latest economic news. Just yesterday, the government said the unemployment rate hit 6%. And through November of this year, American jobs have been disappearing at a rate of about 120,000 a month. The unemployed now include President Bush's Treasury Secretary, who lost his job yesterday. But as NPR's David Molpes reports, some employers can't find enough trained people to do the work.
Everyone knows there's a shortage of nurses. An estimated 13% of those jobs are unfilled. But even greater shortages exist in some healthcare specialties.
So I'm going to clean out your lungs.
Lynn Shapiro, a respiratory therapist at the University of North Carolina Hospitals in Chapel Hill, rips open a box of plastic gloves and prepares to do what she does repeatedly every day, help patients with clogged lungs breathe. A colleague, Shauna Winston, describes one procedure.
We do something called endotracheal suctioning, where you stick a catheter down the tube and clean out just the secretions and so forth.
Okay, gonna make you cough. There you go. Good cough. Good job.
Respiratory therapists typically work 12 to 13-hour shifts. There is very little downtime. Shauna Winston says it's physically and emotionally exhausting. But she says you get used to hooking up ventilators, dealing with the omnipresent monitor alarms, and even the suctioning.
Most of the time when they're that sick, the patients are asleep, fortunately. And for the practitioner, you're mostly just thinking about what it is that you're doing in the patient's general status. You're not really thinking about the blood and guts part of it. Or the spit for the respiratory.
The chief reward, Winston says, is seeing patients who were barely breathing eventually go home healthy. The field also offers good pay for a job that doesn't require a college degree. Medical Staffing Network, an outsourcing firm in Durham, North Carolina, pays up to $30 an hour plus benefits. $5,000 signing bonuses are to be had at some large hospitals. Still, these jobs go begging. The story is much the same for diagnostic imaging technologists who operate MRI equipment. Typically, they have a wide choice of job offers. Kathy Sherburn is finishing up her training in the field.
And right now I'm at Sampson General Hospital in Clinton, North Carolina.
Sherburn is working out of a mobile laboratory for Alliance Imaging, a national firm. The MRI truck serves hospitals and clinics within a 120-mile radius. Sherburn says being in demand and highly valued has heightened her sense of self-esteem.
It does give you a lot of security as far as employment goes. So this type of training could possibly open up a lot of options for me as far as where I want to work and how I want to work and who I want to work for.
Of the 20 fastest growing occupations, almost half are in the health industries. But many other niche jobs are out there waiting to be filled, according to Joyce Goya. She's an employment consultant with the Herman Group of Greensboro, North Carolina.
There are 17,000 openings for collision repair mechanics. We also have another pocket in the field of kitchen and bath designing.
What's so fascinating, analysts say, is that many of the shortages are in fields that don't seem obvious at first. Even computer-related jobs, which have been hit hard by layoffs, are headed upwards in the next few years. At least that's the projection of Mike Horrigan at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. However, he says most of the growth will be at the lower end.
These would include, for example, computer support specialists. Desktop publishing is another example of a growing field in which generally people have an associate's degree and or on-the-job training.
With the latest unemployment numbers showing a rise in joblessness to levels seen only once in the last 8 years, these bright spots on the job front may be little comfort to many Americans. Even highly skilled workers across a broad range of occupations worry that they may be suddenly thrown out of jobs and wonder what would happen if they are. David Malpas, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
President Bush, as we mentioned, is searching for highly skilled workers to lead his new economic team. More important, the Bush administration is looking for ways to restore confidence in the economy.